mouth. Not Martha Stewart. Vinny had just squeezed off three really vicious, warm, partially liquid farts, and was now trying with all his might to suck down from the back of his nose a huge gob of hardened snot that felt as big as a human embryo. Ignoring the dog shit encrusted under his fingernails from several weeks earlier, he reached deep into his throat, pulled loose some partially digested food, swallowed it again, and continued to make hamburger patties for the kids. Garnish. The man in the tweed hat stood by a tree, rolling a half-dried snot between his thumb and forefinger. Moments later, the snot now completely dry, he strolled casually past a sidewalk cafe and gently flicked it into a young lady's lemonade.
Why do you always
finish your sentences?
Yeah. It's something that's been bothering you for a long time? Yeah.
Well, it's a habit that started in grade school. When the teacher called on another kid, sometimes the kid would start to answer and then get stuck. So I would supply the rest of the answer.
And this habit has stayed with you
ever since that time.
But there must be something you can do about it?
The only thing I could do about it would be to find some person who might be willing to
finish your sentences?
Yeah. If I could just find someone to finish my sentences,
it would put a little balance in your life?
Right.
But why does it have to be someone else? Why couldn't it be
the same person? Why couldn't the same person whose sentences I finish
be the same person who finishes your sentences?
I don't know. Let's ask this man over here. What can I do for you fellows?
The American Retail Association reminds you that next Sunday is a Person I Know Day. It's a lot like Mother's Day or Father's Day, but instead of honoring your parents, you take the time to honor some other person you know. It can be anyone at all. Mailman, delivery boy, gas station attendant, drugstore clerk, even that interesting fellow who stands on the corner all day displaying his penis. Any person you know is eligible. In fact, every person you know is eligible. So why not honor them all? Go out today and buy gifts for all the people you know. It's the perfect way of showing your love and saying, "Hi, I'm sure glad I know you." And when you think about it, you'll probably be in store for some nice gifts yourself on a Person I Know Day. In fact, the more people you know, the more gifts you'll receive. So go for a long walk today and introduce yourself to every person you see. Just walk up and say, "Don't I know you? If not, I'd sure like to." Then give them your address and tell them to send you a gift. You'll make lots and lots of new friends. And you'll be helping the economy.
I've never seen anyone cleaning a church. I've seen many things, but never a cleaning crew working in a church, vacuuming, mopping, dusting the statues, and scrubbing the altar. You know why? I figured it out. Churches don't need to be cleaned. God does it. It's one of those miracles. That's how they know it's a church in the first place. Here's how it works. After a church has been built, the owners wait 6 months and then look inside. If it's clean, they know it's a church. So they get ready for the grand opening. And from that day on, they never have to clean it. No matter what kind of crud, grime, or muck the sinners track in, the place remains spotless. But just between you and me, a little Windex on the stained glass wouldn't hurt once in a while. It would help bring out all those bright, pretty colors they use to show the torture and bleeding of the saints. Hi, I'm Our Lady of the TV. I'm here to say hello and to make sure everyone prays real hard for peace. Also, the last time I was here, I forgot my sunglasses. Has anyone seen my sunglasses? A stagehand hands her the glasses. Thank you. Hold my purse, please, would you? She hands him her purse and puts on the sunglasses. I know that many of you lead a pointless existence. You have dead-end jobs, bad marriages, and children who hate you because you've ruined their lives. I also know you look to symbols like me to provide solace and hope. Well, here's the deal. I have no solace to offer, and frankly, there is no hope. I'm just an illusion that means nothing.
So work it out for yourselves. If you ask me, you're not trying hard enough.